Amen. Appreciate you being in the house of the Lord this evening. Psalm 9. And we've been preaching through the Psalms on Wednesday nights. Those of you here visiting this evening, that's why we're in Psalm 9. I feel like the Lord has put this on our heart. It's going to take some time, take several years to work through. But I keep telling y'all, I got 40 years here, amen, to get it done. And so maybe by the end of 40 years, we'll have the whole Psalms done, preached through verse by verse. Somebody say amen. Let's all stand with me tonight. Amen. I'm glad you're here. Appreciate you being here tonight. Let's read Psalm 9 in its entirety, and then we'll preach for just a moment. This is really a psalm. It's got a lot of things happening in it, and we'll try to make sense of it as best we can as the Lord's laid it on our heart. The Bible said in verse number 1, I like how it starts, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praise to thy name, O thou most high. When mine enemies are turned back, they shall fall and perish at thy presence. For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou sattest in the throne judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Their memorial is perished with them, but the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment to the people in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Sing praises to the Lord which dwelleth in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. When he maketh inquisition for blood, he remembereth them. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble which I suffer of them that hate me. Thou that liftest me up from the gates of death, and I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice in thy salvation. The heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. And then these next two words, if the Lord will help us, this is what we want to use to take our thought from. Higgaion, Selah. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. Let's pray together and ask the Lord to help us tonight in the house of the Lord. Father, we're thankful tonight again to be in the house of God. Thank you for letting us come this way tonight. Thank you, Lord, for a place, Lord, in this community and, Lord, in our generation, in our lives, and, Lord, for our families that we could, Lord, come out from among the world for a little while and, God, gather with God's children and God's people in God's house around God's Word. And, Father, I pray that you'd be among us tonight. Thank you, Lord, for every song that's been sung, every prayer that's been offered up, a word of testimony that Brother Tony just gave. And, Lord, we're thankful tonight, Lord, that we've got such a place as this to be able to come and gather. Now help us for the next few moments, I pray, speak to every heart. Help us, Lord, help our nation tonight. Help our families tonight. I pray that you convict the lost tonight. Father, I pray the saints of God that are discouraged would be encouraged tonight. And Lord, in everything that you do, seen or unseen, all the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. As we come to Psalm 9, of course, according to the heading, this is Psalm of David. And David in this psalm, amen, we study the background of it. We don't necessarily know the background or the setting or the context with which it's written. But Psalm 9 is a psalm of contrast. As we've read it this evening, we understand that this psalm really is a contrast about even our own lives. You'll notice in this psalm that it is filled with both joy and judgment. It's filled with both victory and defeat. And as we've read it tonight in its entirety, it is a psalm that, my friend, covers both worship and warning. And so David covers a wide range of issues and a wide range of things tonight in this psalm as it relates, I believe, to just, amen, living life. And as you look around, I'm glad, amen, that our world, it's not just filled with judgment, but there is joy to be had. And our lives are not always filled with defeat, though sometimes they are. Thank God there is victory to be had in this life. As we deal with this psalm, notice that this psalm is a psalm of praise, according to verse number 1. As David said, I will praise thee, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will show forth all thy marvelous works. And so, it's a psalm of praise. I'm glad we've got something to praise God for tonight. And David begins his psalm, unlike some of the other psalms, many of the psalms in our age, he begins with his problem and then it turns into praise. Psalm that, amen, is a psalm that begins with praise, a psalm of praise. Notice that it's a psalm of precaution. Verse 17 is a well-known verse, probably the most well-known verse out of this psalm. There David said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. And so it's a psalm of praise, but it's a psalm of precaution. David, throughout this psalm, as we'll see tonight, amen, sends out some warning shots, some truths that men ought to consider tonight as their warnings concerning forgetting God, concerning leaving God out of your life, and what happens when that you live like a heathen and a lost person. And so it's a psalm of praise and a psalm of precaution. Notice with me, it's a psalm of pondering. Look in verse 16. There David said, the Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. And he said, the wicked is snared in the work of his own hand. Now here's our thought tonight. Higgaion, Selah. As you begin to study this out, we notice these last two words in verse 16. Higgaion, Selah. We wanted to find them for you tonight. Of course, Selah would be the most familiar of the two. And but then we know that Selah literally means think on this. It means pause and give meditation and consideration of that which is being sung or that which is being said. When you add the phrase Higgaion or the title Higgaion, amen, it literally means meditation. And so David in this psalm, he comes down to verse number 16, and in this song or this prayer, this communication that he's having with God, David said, amen, Higgaion, meditation, Selah, think on this or meditate upon this. It is as if David is saying, think about these things that I'm saying, and then think about them again. Think on them, and then think about them again. Meditate on them, and then meditate on them over again. I think David is saying that you need to give serious contemplation to these truths. And what is in Psalm 9, and we're to think on it and then think about it again and give serious meditation and serious contemplation to it. Let me put it another way. I think David is saying that you don't just need to think about these things, but you need to think about them twice. Meditation, think on this. Don't just think on it, but think about it, amen, twice. And so, I want to jump right in this psalm and give you my message this evening. And I want to use these two words as I believe it's a psalm of pondering. And David is saying, think about it twice. And I want to preach on this thought, but Gerald Old, you'd better think twice. You'd better think twice. There's at least three different crowds of people that David addresses is or deals with in Psalm that, and I think they better think twice. Notice with me, number one, I want to say this in this psalm we've had. Amen, it's a psalm of pondering. You'd better think twice. The nations better think twice. Amen, on several occasions in this psalm, David deals with the nations that live in God's world and that are on planet Earth, and I believe he's saying to them, hey, Gaon, Selah, you'd better think twice. Amen. The nations tonight had better think twice. Notice in verse 17, and David said, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. He said in verse number 20, put them in fear, O Lord. And then he said this, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. You say, what are you saying, Brother Jeff? I'm saying in this psalm, in Psalm 9, he's dealing with the nations, and the nations, there's some things that they better think about twice. Number one, they better, my friend, think twice, said about the fact that they not forget God. Amen. God, my friend, that, amen, longs to bless the nations, said, and God longs to be good to nations tonight. David said the nations better think twice, said about themselves not forgetting God. Can I say tonight, as we are red-blooded Americans, at least you ought to be. Somebody say, amen. Amen. We ought to bleed red, white, and blue, being Americans, said, and being thankful for our heritage, and being thankful for our nation, and being thankful not only for the lives and the sacrifices of men and women throughout our national history. My friend, we ought to be thankful that God has been good to our nation. Amen. Now, David said, the nation's better thing twice. Amen. They better not get to the place, said, or they forget about God. Can I say tonight? And I think this evening that America has forgotten. I don't want to get in a whole political message tonight. My friend, we're living in a nation that is quickly forgetting God. The word forget, and David used in verse number 17, it means to be oblivious of. We're living in a nation that is absolutely oblivious, amen, of God tonight. They're oblivious, and it was God that, my friend, blessed us. It's God that has raised us up, amen, to power and might and riches, amen, the poorest among us in our nation, amen, still having far better, amen, than the average person in any other nation on God's earth. And we're thankful for that tonight. And God has been good. But David said, and the nations better think twice, said, and they not leave God out. It's sad in America tonight, and we've got to argue and debate about whether or not we can pray in the classroom and pray in the courtroom and declare the name of God. It's sad that, and my friend, politicians, the school teachers said, amen, right down to the ACLU, amen, want to ban God and any mention of God, and any association, my friend, with the Bible, they want, my friend, our generation to forget God. And we're becoming a nation oblivious to that, my friend, and the blessings of God. The word forget, amen, means want of memory and attention. Amen, we're living in a nation that wants very little attention upon God. It's sad tonight, amen, that if you claim the name of Allah, they'll leave you alone. Amen, friend, if you claim the name of Buddha, they'll leave you alone. Amen, if you claim the name of Joseph Smith, they'll leave you alone. When you begin to testify that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and God in the flesh, my friend, our nation, my friend, wants no attention put upon that truth tonight. Amen. Can I say, thank God, that or every blessing God's ever sent on America, and God demand it. Amen. For the word of God we have this evening, we're living in a generation of that, and they're trying to ban God and forget God, that, amen, in America, we've forgotten God's Bible, and we've forgotten God's blessed. Amen. We've forgotten what God said in His Word. It used to be, my friend, politicians, amen, they put their hand on the Bible and swear themselves in. And my friend, that meant something, and they was going to honor God and the Constitution. And now we got
got a bunch of folk up there in Washington, amen, that won't do either. Somebody say amen. Amen. I say, if you ain't going to honor the Constitution, you ought to get out, amen, and go to Russia. Amen. That's every Democrat, every Republican. Amen. We ought to fire the whole bunch. Amen. Amen. If they're not going to honor God and the Constitution, amen, they ought to get out of America. Thank God for them. Amen. Them souls he came across said, amen, freely in search of a land, and they can worship God freely. Amen. Built a nation on Judeo-Christian principles and values, said, amen, on the foundation of the Word of God. Amen. We have tonight in America what we have because somewhere, amen, men and women and families said, gave honor to Almighty God. David said, the nations better think twice, said, and they not forget God. And they don't cut God out. And they don't ban God away. And they don't push God away. And friend, America better think twice tonight. Amen. Not only, my friends, should they think twice, and not forget God, but according to verse number 20, they better think twice, that they not only not forget God, but that they not fool themselves. Notice what David said in verse number 20, put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Amen. Can I say tonight, at Pelosi and Harry Reid and amen, Barack Obama, man, friend, are nothing more than men. Amen, we can list Republicans and Democrats and Libertarians, and we can list a whole bunch of them. Man, friend, at the end of the day, all they are men. All they are, man, friend, are men. They're not God. They don't know better than God. They don't know more than God. Amen, most of them can't get out the rain. Somebody say amen. They couldn't find their way out of a wet paper bag. Yet. Amen. Why? Because they are but men. Yet. What's happened in America, man, friend, yet, is we have fooled ourselves. Yet. Amen. When we think we know better than God knows. Yet. Amen. We think we know more yet, and what God said in His Word. Yet. And so we got all this junk coming up today. Amen. Where you got women wanting to marry women and men wanting to lay with men. Yet. Amen. What are they doing? They're fooling themselves, amen, thinking they're more than they really are. All we are is men. All we are is dust. All we are, my friend, is depraved humanity. And David said, the nations better think twice if they not fool themselves. God said in His Word, if a man put a bottle, amen, to his neighbor's lips, that it's a woe unto him. And my friend, our generation in America, there ain't a road you can ride up and down, there ain't a billboard, amen, there ain't a TV show you can watch, there ain't a commercial, my friend, promoting, amen, drunkenness and partying, and lascivious living, amen, what are we doing? We're fooling ourselves, amen, it's amazing, my friend, amen. And they don't show the other side of the billboard. They don't show the other side of the commercial. Amen. Some little young person laid up. Amen. Been around a telephone pole dead. Amen. Sucking their food up out of a straw the rest of the days of their life. Amen. What have we done? We fooled ourselves. Amen. America's in the dark tonight, and she's been put there, and friend, on purpose, and she's there deliberately. Amen. The nations better think twice, said, and they not fool themselves, said. Amen. We believe Hebrews 13, and my friend, God said, y'all hang on, I'm about to feel like preaching. Amen. We believe marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. Amen. One woman, one man, that. Amen. It ain't God's will and God's plan that. Amen. To go shacking up and fornicating that. Amen. Friend, living like some old. Amen. Amen. Some old dog in heat that. Amen. It's the will of God that. Amen. That God leads you and directs you that. And bring you together with a maid that. Amen. Not no shacking. Amen. Not none of this. Amen. Listen, we still believe, Brother Dad, that the Word of God said, I didn't say it, God said it's good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid committing fornication. And then he made this statement. He said, but let every husband have his own wife, every wife have her own husband. Amen. I didn't say it in America, man. Amen. You watch the average TV show. Amen. It's boy meets girl, and girl meets boy, And they're walking around the world holding hands and slobbering on each other. Amen. Friend fornicating, out on the dance halls and rubbing bodies, Friend, that ain't ever been the will of God, America's got when we promote it and push it, and we're fooling ourselves in this air. Amen. Children being born out of wedlock. Amen. And our answer in our nation is, are we going to educate them on how to be safe? Amen. We're going to educate them, on how to do it where there's no pregnancies involved. Amen. Can I say the pregnancy ain't the sin? Amen. God said the sin's when you touch one another. Amen. We're fooling ourselves. Amen. I know this is kind of a shotgun blast to everything. Y'all just hang on. Amen. God has said there's a right way to live. There's a right way to be. It's still wrong to murder. Amen. And yet in America, my friend, it's sad. Amen. You got all these liberals, amen, and promoting women's rights, amen, and women's choice, amen. What about the baby's choice? Amen. Can we go on record and say abortion's murder? The nations are fooling themselves tonight. Amen. We're fooling ourselves in America tonight. Amen. That we're but men. God knows better than we do. And what God has said in His Word is always right. Nations fool themselves. And friend, by promoting that kind of live it, it's still wrong to lie. We're living in a generation of liars. Amen. I mean in a nation tonight, I may not even get off this first point. Somebody better think twice tonight. Amen. The nations, if you're red-blooded, bleeding red, white, and blue America, we ought to think twice tonight about these things. We're living in a generation. Brother Will, it ain't just that these things are happening. We got a crowd sitting in our churches that's becoming sympathetic to some of these things. Well, you know, it ain't that big a deal. We better let up a little bit. No. Amen. Somebody better twist the vash back down and cry loud and spare not. Amen. And make the nation think twice about the route we're going. Lying's a sin. Politicians are a bunch of liars. Amen. I don't trust none of them. Somebody say amen. Amen. I sure don't trust a Democrat, but I don't trust much Republicans. Amen. They all lie. They say one thing here and say another thing there. Amen. Listen, I'm about fed up with the whole outfit because they're a bunch of liars. Amen. And the only reason they're up there, we got a nation full of liars. It don't mind liars being over them. Woo! Hallelujah! Our churches are filled with liars, men, my friend, that won't pay their bills. Amen. You know what that is? That's stealing. God said, don't steal. Amen. God said, don't owe no man nothing. That means if I owe you a debt, bless God, I'll break my back paying you. Amen. I go out and get some blister on my hand, big as Texas. Amen. Amen. To do what I got to do to get your money to you. Stealing, cheating, amen, lad, murdering, fornicating, they said, and we're living in this hour. David is saying, a better thing twice, and they don't fool themselves, amen, no nation's ever sinned, amen, and elevated themselves above God and ever got by with it. God sent fire and brimstone on Sodom and Gomorrah. Amen, y'all gonna listen to me tonight over here. Come on now, preaching's up here. Amen. Preaching's happening up here. I'm going to tell you something. Our nation's in a mess. Amen. God burned Sodom and Gomorrah down. Burn them down. Are you listening to me? God pronounced woe. My friend, the Bethsaidian car said, amen. He said, man, if God had done the mighty work, said, amen, in Sodom and Gomorrah that he did for you, had repented and that had got right with God. And I say tonight, God's been too good to America. Are you and I to elevate ourselves, said, amen, above God and above what God has said, that it's the will of God, that, amen, that we honor the Lord as men. We're flesh and blood. Amen. But we got a nation, my friend, that has promoted evolution, downgraded the Word of God. My friend, de-emphasized the importance of religion and church. Me and A.L. stopped seeing two men out in the yard last night. And I'm thankful the time they give us. But I began to talk to this man. I said, man, you go to church? He said, yeah. He said, when I go to church, I go to this little Church of God church down the road. He said, I've been one time in 14 years. One time in 14 years. And here's the statement. He said, Brother Jerry, he said, you know, you can live for God without going to church. And I know that. I understand they lived for God in the Old Testament, didn't have a church. My friend, I'm going to tell you something. America, amen, that's their attitude and their mentality. Amen, I can stay home and I can live for God without the church. But God's plan in this dispensation and this hour, amen, is to belong to an independent, fundamental, King James Bible teaching, preaching, sin-hating, amen, stomp your guts out when you're wrong, Baptist church. Amen. I don't understand. I can't be at a church sick, throwing my guts up, amen, without feeling bad about it. Amen. We got a generation in America can lay out, run down the lake, amen, run down the coast, run here, run there, and be at the ball field, amen, and ignore what God has said in His Word. What we do, and we're fooling ourselves. The nation's better think twice. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we're raising a generation of young folk who have no clue about old-time religion. They're growing up in a nation, my friend, I ain't going to get off this, Brother Jordan. God help us. Amen. David said, you better think twice. The nation's better think. God calls them to know that they're bitten me up. Amen. Don't let them fool themselves. Jerry, we're raising a generation in a nation, and that, my friend, destroys the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. They mock you if you're a Christian. Yeah. Yeah, man, everybody's getting all worked up about some new movie coming out, and I don't know, at least I don't know nothing about it. Amen, this new movie coming out in Noah. Amen, I don't know nothing about it, so just understand that that's the case with what I'm getting ready to say. I ain't ever wanted to go to Hollywood, amen, and let them tell me about the Bible. There ain't ever been anything in me to want to go, amen, sit down and watch a bunch of hell-raising, drunkard, fornicating, God-denying, Christ-cursing, amen, actors tell me about what the Bible says. We wonder why our nation's so, my friend, confused and steeped in sin. Amen. It's because we have not meditated and thought about it again, and we not fool ourselves. The nation's better think twice. Well, how we do it? Y'all okay? I'm fine. I hope y'all are. The nation's better think twice. Number two, the heathen's better think twice. Notice what David said on several occasions in this psalm. We find, amen, him using this term heathen. Amen, if you'll notice with me this evening, amen, several occasions David deals with the wicked. He deals with the heathen. The word heathen deals with those that are strange and foreign to God. That crowd that don't know the Lord. Since they're that crowd that's lost, amen, they're what we were before we got saved. They're heathen, they're pagan, they bow to idols, they bow to everything but the Lord God of heaven. Heathens. Notice in verse 15 and 16, notice what they ought to think twice about. Number one, they'll think twice about their devices. Verse 15 and 16, watch what he said. He said, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgment which he executed. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. Amen. David is saying they better think twice about their own devices, Brother Dad. Amen. Companies and groups and organizations like the ACLU and the NAACP. Amen. And the Democratic Convention. Amen. They better think twice, friend. Amen. About all these snares and devices they're laying. They'd love to see God's children go down. They'd love to see us snared up. They'd love to hear your pastor, amen, his vocal cords get ripped out of his throat. They'd love my friend to silence me and to stop our church. David said they better think twice. And God is on the side of those that are saved, those that have been, amen, gloriously born again. And what they're gonna find is when this thing is over, amen, their own devices are gonna ensnare themselves. You don't sin and work against God's people and get by with it. Amen. God will jerk a knot in you. Somebody say amen. God will snare you up. God will turn your own devices, amen, back on yourself. And David is saying that the heathens better think twice. Them snares in their land, them traps that they set, the difficulties they're trying to make on God's children, and God's going to bring it back on them. You don't fight the church. Amen. Let me illustrate it this way. You ain't going to pick on my wife without sooner or later me stepping in and busting your teeth out of your head. And I'm not a brawler, y'all in the building. Amen. Listen, she's a grown woman. She can fend for herself. But you go picking on her and pushing her around. Amen. You lay a hand on her and it's about ready to get on. I ain't a brawler, I ain't a fighter, I don't like to fight, but you go messing with my bread, and son, it's about ready. Amen, it's about ready to turn in a bad day for somebody. Amen, I ain't ever been a fighter, but I'm going to tell you, I jump on your head and I won't let go. Amen, when I resigned over there at Trulac, one of the men came to me and said, you know what I like about you, Brother Jeff? He said, you remind me of a bulldog. He said, you're just so sweet, but if you ever get your jaw sunk into something, you just don't let it go. Son, that's how I'd be. You mess with my bread, son, we're going to knock your brains out. You've lost your mind. You think you're going to mess with his bread. And him, my friend, not begin to work against you and move against you. Amen. You don't, my friend, go raising trouble in a church. Amen. And stirring up strife and sowing discord without God, my friend. Amen. Turning it back on you, he ain't going to let you mess with his bride. Heathens better think twice about their devices. Number two, they better think twice, Brother Mark, about their destruction. Notice what David said in verse 4 and 5, and again in verse 19. He said, for thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thank God for that. Can I say tonight that God knows our right and God knows our cause? God knows. And friend, when this heathen crowd and generation we live here, that when they amp up the fire, when they turn it up, but Jerry, when they do us wrong, God knows what's right and God knows what's wrong. And David said, I'm going to rest in that fact that God has maintained my right and my cause. Here's what the heathen better think about, though. Notice what he said. He said, thou sattest in the throne, judging right. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast put out their name forever and ever. Verse number 19 said, Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Let the heathen be judged in thy sight. David said, I'm going to tell you something. That this crown that's lost, this crown that my friend has yet to be saved, they better think twice, because when God gets done with the heathen, they're going to be destroyed in verse 5. Their name will be put out in verse number 5. That's a phrase, meaning to erase or rub out. Amen. David said they will not prevail, meaning that they will not be victorious, but will fall to the judgment of God. Amen. The heathen better think twice tonight. Amen. Can I say to every lost little boy and lost little girl, every lost mother and father, every lost man and woman tonight, amen, you better think twice before you leave this service, lost. Amen, you better think twice, lest, my friend, a judgment of God fall upon you. And my friend, remember, it's appointed unto men once to death, and after this the judgment. There is a heaven again, a hell to shut. Amen, there is a sin to flee and repent of, and a Savior to embrace, and a Lord to bow down to. Amen. We're living in a generation that, my friend, we don't hear much on hell. Everybody gets all worked up. They say, well, don't scare people. Amen. Can I say judgment's a fearful thing? Amen. The Bible deals with the fact that, my friend, the lost, my friend, better wake up. And Brother Hen, they better think twice, because hell is waiting to swallow them up. Hell, the Bible said, hath enlarged herself, and she's enlarging every day. Amen. Over 6 billion people now, amen, on planet Earth, and my friend, growing every day, amen, every few seconds, Brother Tony, there's people dropping off into hell, amen, sinners in death, and they never even thought once, much less twice about it. David said, you better think, because when God gets done, it ain't going to be good for the heathen. He'll rub your name out. He's going to erase your name out. He's going to block you out of his memory. He's going to block you, my friend. You're going to be rubbed out, snuffed out, put in hell where you deserve and belong. You say, preacher, I know I'm lost, so you better think twice about your destruction. Not only their devices and their destruction, but notice with me this evening, they ought to think twice tonight about their destination. Notice with me verse 6 and 8. 6 through 8, O thou enemy, destructions are come to perpetual end, and thou hast destroyed cities. Our memorial is perished with them. But the Lord shall endure forever. He hath prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall minister judgment the people in uprightness. Notice with me tonight, I'm hastening on now. Amen. But David said the heathen better think twice, and they're headed for judgment and ultimately for hell. The Bible said in verse 17 again, that the wicked shall be turned into hell. Amen. Hell is a real place with a real fire. There's real torment, real worms, real screaming, real wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen. It's a place where real little boys and girls and teenagers, amen, that have reached the age of accountability. It's a place where real parents burn tonight. It's a place tonight where church members who never were truly born again, amen, wind up burning forever and ever and ever. And David said that you better think twice about that before you leave this world. The wicked shall be turned into hell. The nations better think twice. The heathens better think twice. And let me say this tonight, the saints of God ought to think twice. David deals with the saved here, the saints of God. Notice with me the children of God in this psalm. Look with me in verse number 9. I'm winding down now. Y'all hang with me. Amen. According to verse 9, this psalm describes the children of God and the fact that they are oppressed. In verse number 9, read that with me again. Amen. He said, amen, that the Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed. According to verse number 12, they are humble. And that's a word that literally means, my friend, afflicted. According to verse 9, we are facing times of trouble. And according to verse number 13, we appear to be at the very gates of death. Amen. Don't that sound encouraging? David said, we're saved, we're God's children, and we're oppressed, we're afflicted, we are in times of trouble, and we have been pushed around by the world and heathens, and the world we live in has pushed us to the very gates of death. Sign me up for that. Everybody okay? I mean, there ain't no big long line, Brother Gerald, to get in that. How would you like, amen, next Tuesday night we go out soul winning in air. We knock on doors, Brother Dean, and say, hey, I want to invite you to be oppressed, afflicted, in time of trouble all the rest of the days of your life, and come live with us at the very gates of death. But that's exactly where God's children live in this world. I mean, I don't want to depress you and get you down and discourage you. I don't want nobody jumping off some mountain cliff somewhere. But that's where we live. Everybody listening? We're oppressed. We're humble, that is, afflicted. We live in times of trouble. And Brother Danny, we're at the very gates of death. That's what David is describing in his psalm about God's children. But however, notice with me, amen, even in spite of the fact that we're oppressed and afflicted and in times of trouble and appear, be at the very gates of death, notice that they are saved and they are glad about it. According to verse number 14, he said that I may show forth all thy praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion. I will rejoice. Rejoice in thy salvation. Is it true that they're oppressed? Is it true that we face times of affliction and times of trouble? Is it times in many a days we feel that we've been pushed to the very gates of death? You better believe it is. That David said, it's there that I'm going to rise above my oppression and above my affliction and above the times of trouble, and I will lay hold in the very gates of death, and what I'm going to do, I'll praise God in the very place of Zion, and I will joy and rejoice in thy salvation. You know what he's saying? He's saying, I know it's bad, but thank God, as bad as it is, I'm saved. I know it's times of trouble, but at least in times of trouble, I know that I'm still saved. I know I'm pushed in the very gates of death, but hallelujah, David said, amen, I'm glad I've got a salvation to hold on to. Amen. The saints of God. Amen. Sometimes we think about it and we think about it again. How oppressed we are. How afflicted we are. And we give double meditation to things that are discouraging and depressing. Mark it down. It ain't going to change. But David, I think when he said, a guy on Selah, meditate on these things. Think about these things and think about them again. Just don't think about it, but think about it twice. Saints of God, there's some things you ought to be thinking about in these days of oppression and times of trouble, in these times of affliction, in these times of being pushed in the very gates of death. Amen. Think on it and think on it again. Number one, that God will not forsake them. Amen. Verse 9, again with me. Are y'all with me? Can I preach for a minute? Amen. It's 8:29. I'm not going to say 3 minutes, Brother Gerald, but it's going to, amen, I'm feeling real good. I want to help you tonight. I really want to help you. God knows my heart. Would you pray that God let me help you tonight? Amen, saint of God, I know that it gets discouraging and it gets weary and the oppression and affliction and trouble and feeling like death is creeping in on you in this hour, that it's a dark cloud that hangs on our generation of Christianity. Can I encourage you tonight? Amen, you'd better think twice if you're going to make it. Amen, think about it twice. That the Lord will not forsake you. Amen, watch what he said. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. What is David saying? He's saying, man, I feel the oppression on every hand. I feel the affliction on every hand. I see times of trouble everywhere that I look, and it's all around me. There's nowhere I can go, and I don't see it. He said, but I have learned it. And that crowd that's saved and seeks God, that God is not going to forsake them. Hallelujah, I've been there, Brother Dean, when that crowd that put their, amen, their arm around my neck and hugged me and whispered in my ear, I'll be with you all the way to the end. Them bunch of liars have deserted and forsaken, turned their back, stab you in the back, lie on you, friend, and I mean really do your own, amen, and mark it down, that's part of life. If you ain't had that great joy in life, hang on, it's a coming. Family members will do it. Church members will do it. Amen. People that you would never think would ever turn their back on you, sooner or later going to turn their back on you. But David said, when they do, I'm going to think on it, and I'm going to think on it again. That the Lord, watch it now, the Lord will not forsake them that seek Him. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, amen, every one of you can walk out the door tonight and say, we'll never be back. We're sick of that young preacher. And thank God, as long as I seek Him and as long as I stay steadfast on Him. Amen. David said, there's a promise from God that God won't leave. Everybody else can leave, but God won't leave. You can leave, but God won't leave. You know what I found, friend? That crowd, I thought I'd never be able to make it without them. Amen. They forsake it, and I still made it way because God has not forsaken. What's the New Testament say? Said the Lord said, He will never leave thee nor forsake thee. My friend, that's a joy and a comfort. Amen. The saints of God, I'd sure rather, Brother William, think on that and think about it again and think twice about that, and a little less on the oppression and a little less on the times of trouble and a little less on being humbled and a little less about the gates of death, and think a little more about the fact that, you know what? In the oppression, God ain't forsaken me. Every situation and circumstance of life, good or bad, He's been there. Well, the old songwriters say, man, if I had any voice at all, I'd cut loose singing tonight and shout, amen, He's been there in every good time and bad time. He's been there, amen, when I could not carry on. My Lord's been there, amen, time after time after time. And I would have forsaken myself. He hadn't forsaken me. Amen, somebody said that. Amen, well, so-and-so left the Lord. How you going to leave somebody who won't leave you? Amen, that'd be about like my wife. Amen, amen, I went home tonight. And she said, I'm packing my bags, I'm going to leave it. Amen. You know what my statement's going to be? Bless God, pack mine too. I'm going with you. You can't leave somebody that won't leave you. Amen. I'm glad that He stuck on me. He loves me. He cares about me. Yeah. And the saints of God can think about it twice, that the Lord will not forsake them. Hallelujah. Number two, think about it twice, child of God. Quit thinking so much on your oppression. And think twice about this. God not only will not forsake you, but God will not forget you. Watch this now, verse 12 and verse 18. When He maketh inquisition, we're about to mess up and have church. Hallelujah. When He maketh inquisition for blood, He remembereth them. Amen. I don't claim to know all that means. And I don't claim to know all that it meant over there after Noah had been on that ark all them days. And the Bible said, and God remembered Noah. I don't know what all that means, Brother Will, but I'm glad in times of late. I don't think it is that God had forgot him, because the Bible teaches that God ain't going to forget us. I think what it means is Noah thought God had forgot it. Amen. But he found out that the Lord had him constantly in mind. And I remind you, child of God, that David is saying, think on it and think about it again. Amen. The Lord is going to remember you even when the enemy comes against you. He remembereth them. Watch it now. Verse, where are we at? Verse 12. He forgetteth not the cry of the humble. David teaches later on in the Psalms that God bottles our tears. That God hears tears that come out of your tear ducts, roll down the edge of your cheekbone. Them cheeks you think fall down into the carpet and just dry up. God, I don't know how he does it, Brother Mark, but God has a way. Running to them cries and running to them tears. David said he's got my tears bottled up. You say, preacher, don't nobody know the tears I've shed? Oh, there's one that knows all about it. Every tear that's rolled down your face, every time you've been so brokenhearted, you couldn't do anything but cry. Amen. God, David said, God, amen, don't forget that cry. God keeps it in mind. God said, amen, to Moses when he called him to go back to Egypt, he said, you go back and you tell my people I have heard their cry by reason of their affliction. Amen. That old song came out years ago. Tears are a language that God understands. Can I say tonight, amen, God sees our tears and God hears our crying. David said, amen, think on it and think about it again. And when you're weeping and crying in affliction, God is not going to forget you. He ain't forgetting. Thank God you're not forgotten. Men may forget you. Your pastor may forget you. There's been things, man, I've just forgotten about. I didn't mean to. I just forgot. Amen. And I'm not old. I'm still young. Amen. I'm still young. I can outrun most of y'all in this building. I'm still young. But I'm finding the older I get, the more I forget. The older I get, the more I forget. By the time I'm 60, I'm going to be senile. Amen. But your preacher may forget. But Brother Gerald, there's one in heaven. You're never out of his thoughts. I'm trying to help you now. There's been times, man, I felt like everybody had forgotten what I was going through. You ever had, y'all, come on now, y'all ever have one of them pity party days? Woe is me. Nobody knows. Nobody cares. Nobody, nobody, nobody. I ain't got a friend in the world. Nobody loves me. Surely everybody hates me. Go sit over here in the corner and eat on my worms. Come on now, you ever been there? Amen. You know what I found in them times of trial and times of affliction, Brother Dean? That's about the time the sweet Holy Ghost of God, that great Paracletos, comes down, puts that arm of love around you and says, hey, son, I ain't forgot about you. Whoo, hallelujah. I'm glad no matter where I am, what I'm going through, there is a God, Brother Tony, that remembers all the days of chemo and all the days of treatment and all the days of bad news. And he's there and he knows what you're going through. Amen. Remember and think about it, and think about it twice, child of God, that the Lord will not forget you. Think about it twice. He won't forsake you. He won't forget you. Number three, he won't fail you. I ain't even going to take time to deal with it, but you read that psalm, read it in its entirety, and you know what David's magnifying? That God is faithful. That though everybody, all the nations are doing wrong, the heathens are working against David, David is saying, you know what, I'm going to think about it and think about it again. that God has yet to fail me, though everybody around me has failed. God hadn't failed. It's human nature to focus in on how people fail us. Amen. And if you're not careful, you'll go thinking about all the failures people have made against you and around you and things you know. But you got to understand, sissy, the Lord ain't ever failed. He's always been faithful. Through everything, in everything, thank God there's one. That's why David said it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Why? Because even the best among us tonight are failures. I mean, I hate to burst your little bubble, but that's all we are. Amen. We could all put little F's on our forehead to stand for failure. And my friend, it would be a testimony of our lives that we live lives where we fail, but God never fails. Think on that on your way home. And then when you get home, think about it again. Think on it now before you drift on off into la-la land this evening. Think about it one more time. Brother Will, that the Lord will not fail. What happens when we think on all these things and think about it twice? I think David starts his psalm out with what happens. He done been thinking on it. I don't know where he was, if he's laid up in a cave somewhere or, amen, on the run. I don't know where he's at, Brother Danny. We don't know the background of it. But he done been laid up thinking on all this. He done got thinking on it again, and no wonder he started this psalm saying, I will praise. You say, boy, I want my praise back. Well, think about it twice. You as a lost heathen in a wicked nation, that God came by your way and saved you, and since He saved you and before He saved you, thank God He was good to you. You think on that and think on it again, and if it don't stir up some passion to praise God in your heart and life, David said, I'm going to praise, I'm going to rejoice, I'm going to give God all the glory that God deserves. You say, boy, it's just getting hard to praise. These are difficult days. How you like to be where David is? Oppressed, afflicted, gates of death, times of trouble. David said, I don't care. I done thought on it again how good God is. Watch it now. I will praise the Lord. It's about will. It ain't about everybody else, and it ain't about your circumstance. It's a matter of the will. David said, I will. If I have to, I'm going to make myself think on these things and think on it again and just praise the Lord for all His goodness. I wish I had time to preach more on that. I'm done. Somebody say amen. Hey, it's 8:43. Sister Candy, come to the piano. Please. Lord, we want to thank You for the Word of God. We want to thank You for this nation that we have the privilege to live in. We do pray for our leaders tonight. I pray for our president and other men and women that's governing our nation tonight. Lord, we know we've been hard on them tonight and, Lord, in other conversations. But, Lord, tonight we do pray for them. Lord, I pray that You'd cause them to think tonight and to think twice about the directions, Lord, that they're leading our nation. And Father, I pray that You'd wake the heart of our nation up again and cause every husband and father and every wife and mother, Lord, cause every teenager, Lord, to think about these things and to think about it again, that we must honor God as a nation to maintain the blessings that You've so freely poured out upon us. Father, we pray tonight for the lost that are in our service this evening. Lord, we know there's teenagers here tonight that need to be saved. God, there may be others here tonight that, Lord, we don't even know what they're going through, what their background is, but, Lord, You've been speaking to their heart and they know they're lost. Lord, I pray, cause them to think about it. Draw them to Yourself. And then, Lord, this evening, help those of us that are saved to spend a little less time focused in on the difficulties and focus in on the blessings of our God. And may we praise You, Lord, every day of our life. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let's stand. Every head's bowed, every eye's closed. Sister Candy's going to begin to play. just want to open the altar up. Maybe there's someone needs to come tonight. Maybe you've been going through things. I've just tried to encourage us this evening as the saints of God. I want to ask a very serious question. Nobody comes, we'll be done. But I want to ask you tonight, is there one anywhere say, "Preacher, I want you to pray for me. Please pray for me. I'm not saved. I'm not saved." Is there one anywhere, "Preacher, I need you to pray for me. I'm not saved. I'm not saved." Anybody anywhere? All right. How many say, "Brother Jeff, I'll be honest with you. Life's been difficult. I've had a lot of things against me lately. I needed the message tonight just to encourage my heart. Preacher, please pray for me. I need your prayers that I can leave here rejoicing in the Lord in days to come." Anybody like that this evening? God bless you. Some of you wiping tears. God bless you. God bless you. Hey, child of God, God loves you, and you can make it. Father, help us tonight as we leave. I pray, Father, Lord, you'd be with these that have raised their hand. You know what they're going through. God, give them courage to do right, to live right. God, I pray tonight that you, Lord, would move in their heart and life in such a way that, Lord, they could praise you, Lord, going through whatever it is they're going through. Bless our church. Help us, Lord. We sure do need it. Send a revival. In Jesus' name, amen. You can look this way this evening.